Your fame is fast spreading worldwide, isn't it?
Sure. I am respected and loved and feared all over the planet.
Why feared?
Well, you know, just a person in each country, they think, oh, this man is coming, we had better up our standards. So, you know, it's difficult to attain to my level.
Yeah. You've been all over, haven't you? Australia, New Zealand, Edinburgh as well, at the festival. What about the audiences? How do they differ in terms of how they respond to your type of humour, say, Australia compared with Scotland?
Yeah, it's different all over. The Australians, they enjoy someone to bring some culture to their otherwise savage land. And Edinburgh, the Fringe, it's the big arts festival for me, so, you know, it's right that I am there. I don't know, persons are different everywhere. Everywhere in the world you have idiots and you have cultured persons. It's always a mix wherever you go.
So you're living over here at the moment?
Well, I live 6 months of my life in London, sure. Yeah, it's okay. It's, you know, I don't like to stay in one place too long. Certain reasons for that, mainly to go and play the other festivals, mainly due to threats from lovers, husbands. But, you know, it's my life, it's the way it goes.
Yes, you have a fondness for the ladies, don't you? I think that's quite clear.
It's reciprocal, don't worry. Just for one to simply have a one-way fondness is a little bit creepy. Don't worry, they do respond.
And what about the British ladies? How do you regard them?
British ladies, at the moment, is a bizarre thing going on with the British women. Somebody seems to be stealing all of their eyebrows. I don't know what this is. It's terrifying, and then the crime scene has been thrown above each eye. You know why these women all have now the fake... What is wrong with eyebrows? That's what I want to know. And I play the shows in the north as well, and women, they say up there, are more warm. You know, the English northern women more warm than the southern. I think we are just inferring this from the shade of orange on their most of their skin. It's some bizarre fashion choices are being made in Britain right now.
Of course, French women are the leaders in fashion, aren't they?
Sure. Well, the French, it's all very simple designs with the fashion. It's all, you know, just keep it easy. With women in Britain, they seem to be all of these patterns and the lines. It makes it very difficult to mentally undress a woman who has the patterns on the clothing. With French women, keep it simple.
Is that what you're doing when you're on stage? You're mentally undressing your audience?
Most of the time, sure. Most of the time.
Oh, interesting. Did you always want to be a comedian? Did you do anything else before?
Well, I'm so much more than a comedian. I'm a raconteur, the chanteur, the poet. I do all of these things from birth, you know, what you call the baby bed. I am doing all of the mocking the adults who come to see me, doing the tricks with my father's cigarettes, making them laugh, you know, and sure, yeah, from birth I was born to do this, I believe.
You have a very calming persona, don't you? A very calming voice as well, I've noticed on stage.
I hope so. Not too calming. I don't want to send the audience to sleep, I think so, calming. Sure, if you're life is bad, come see the show, just listen to, you know, even if you don't understand the jokes, come, listen, and you will feel instantly better.
I noticed when you were on Russell Howard's show, you had a glass of red wine. Is that customary? Do you always have the traditional glass of red wine with you on stage?
Sure. I feel nude without the red wine. Often with too much red wine, ironically, I end up nude. But, you know, it's best to have something there, because if I am to talk at an audience for some time, allow me one vice. We are not allowed to smoke anymore on the stage or anywhere, even under a tree. You know, it's covered, no smoking. So give me one vice at least on stage. If I can't be with a woman or a cigarette on the stage, give me at least a wine.
You're enjoying being over here. What's your favorite place?
Many interesting places. Actually, I enjoy Scotland. I enjoy the cuisine is good in Scotland. Many French restaurants in Edinburgh. The ginger women of Edinburgh, I enjoy. I go there in Scotland to find where they are made.
There must be some jealous husbands around when you're in town.
Well, you would be surprised. Many after the shows will offer the woman to me for the night. It's become quite a thing now in the towns of England. I don't know what it is. They say, oh, please, there you go, for one. I bow down to you for one night only, please. It's a British thing, I think.